After the first wave of COVID-19, local animal shelters, such as the SPCA and Heavenly Creatures, find themselves short on money and short on volunteers. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or commonly known as the SPCA, has existed in Newfoundland for over a century. Countless animals have been housed and fed in their halls. They rely on volunteers, most of whom are elderly. SPCA's Executive Director, Karen Mahoney, notes this important factor.
A lot of our volunteers are retired people or people who are not working, and they may have compromised immune systems, so it's hard to get a volunteer to come in, and I don't blame them, you know.
And this isn't the only issue either. Heavenly Creatures was created in 2001 and was the first no-kill shelter on the island. Jessica Rendell is one of the co-founders.
This time last year, we had to shut down our thrift store because, you know, small and didn't really allow for social, you know, much in the way of social distancing. But it's just, yeah, it's made it harder to afford to help them and harder to get the vet care they need.
Thrift stores and fundraisers are the main sources of revenue that help the SPCA and Heavenly Creatures afford the ever-rising cost in their work. Food, medicine, rent, it's all numbers that rack up to thousands every single week. Lack of funds and a lack of hands mean that services can get delayed. It takes more time to bring animals in, and sometimes they have to get refused entirely. Animals need to be sprayed and vaccinated before going off to new homes, with both operations costing hundreds of dollars. If they can't get treatments, that means the animals have to spend more time at the shelter, and thus more money spent in care. But throughout all the hardships, the workers at the SPCA and Heavenly Creatures said that they're doing their best to help out every animal they can. The best way to support them would be online donations on their websites. Tanner Hudson, Kicker News.